bana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Kulikayo musale yolutale.
Welcome back from prayer of warfare.
Kansubira olesi olulagidde lukyagenda mu maaso.
Let me hope you left it, commanded it to keep moving on.
Tugenda kuludira.
We are going to get back on it.
Erije tunakomekereza service tuyongeko olulala olulala.
Where we wind up the service, we join on another warfare.
Tubadde tulina etusibidde amakanda, tuleka bamalayika Michael bagira bagenda mu
maaso. We had a point, we ended, we left until Michael keep taking it on.
Katujja kudda mtu beyungeko atulyoke tubalekeyo basigale mu
maaso. Shall we join them on and remain in the war?
Yes, praise
Jesus much.
Ekyo tukyebaliza Mukama.
That we thank God for it.
Atuwadde amaanyi.
He's empowered us.
Munaku nga zino.
In days like this.
Osabye oba tosabye?
Have you not prayed?
Soko yogireko ne munne. Muli gwa osabye oba dobo tudoji.
Ask them, have you prayed or you've just dodged us?
Omanyi bazuranga.
You know whenever they discovered.
Mumajenga wekwesi.
In the army you are deserted as we fought.
Bakuwatanga bakutwala. Bakusavula kiboko.
And they began to beat you.
Ne bakuzamu amagezi okutegeera ekyakuleeta mu lutalo.
And they restore sanity you to understand what brought you in the war.
Muluwaga ne mutuma otusabidde bubi.
Someone who said
Katonda akube mufinga atabudano nyamizimu.
Should God beat us rather when he's meant beat demons? But in the army that is there, if you hide
and
gone in a war, it's intense, you still will not die, you hide. Go research of that.
He
begin to beat you 40 stripes and above for hiding in the war. Now if you've been in us and you eat yourself, leave it to God and you meet each other very well.
Dodging
when he called you in his army.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You know, if you make a vow, I believe Jesus is the Lord,
but you
want contend against him when he commands you fight,
endagaano wagikola n'enywera wayingira magye teriggafuluma.
You entered the army, you shouldn't get out of it.
Mpulira njagala gadduka.
Someone he says, I want to run from it.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So mu byonna twebaza Mukama.
Now in all we thank God.
Olusobodde okulwana era ogenda kweyongera
olwana. Fight and you're going to move on fight.
Ne bamalayika erije bayita gwo badumira wano.
Even angels where they pass it, you commanding them from here.
Kitogeza obagamba basonge mu.
Give them 2 points in them.
Mubakube empi.
You slap them, they slap them.
Bubagamba omba walule mubakule
now drop them.
You
haunt them, finally they haunt for them.
Kubanga gobo weredo office yo moyo mutukufu.
Given office commanding of the spirit to command from there.
Kati bagendo okulira.
Now they get to hear.
Mubagaba.
You just
bakubara ye.
You slap them.
Yine agare yana.
They say, what form of commander is this?
Basokane bajja ne bakwocha oluyina ogorokoka n'obadumira bulungi.
Lap you, you awake well, then command them well.
Omanyi ojja kufuna ekirwadde ekyokugorokosa okusa.
You get a sickness which will arise you in praying.
Katonda ajja kutega omutego.
God will drop you with the snare, you will see him.
Ye Mukama atuyigiriza okugasa.
Is God to
teach us a prophet?
Teaches you
slow. Ajja kuleeta esomo, esomo.
Bring a lesson.
Kituufu. Isaiah 8:17.
Isaiah 48:17.
Ye Mukama atuyigiriza okugasa.
God teaching us to prophet.
Akuyigiriza musiole n'agamba katuteeke mu
practical. Teach you theory, now say let's put it in practical.
Akuyigiriza mbyawandika kubanga ayagalula ayo bwekikola.
Scriptures want to see how it works.
Kati bwanala batuyagala kukola practical.
You don't want to do practical, you dodge him.
Okuyigiriza kwete kunakoma ajja kuleeta somo.
And to bring a lesson.
Ngalioli kuyigiriza buyigiriza saba.
Just teaches you how to pray.
Bwalireta no munsi omwoyo ojja kuba
owo. Brings in the spiritual world, you'll be saved.
Wamunsi omwo aso okulikira emizimu.
In the spiritual world, they can leave you demons.
Girumbye n'oyita Abaddon
wa.
N'oyita Michael
wa. Abaddon Michael, they don't come.
Anaga jisgoben.
And it's tell you chase them.
Nabuli joko mokusaba jijikoma okweyongera.
The more you pray, the more they move on fire.
Ayoka kuyigiririze.
Then we'll teach you from there.
Bwanalaba n'eyo toyize.
It is you've not learned from there.
Ngajja mu buliwo.
It comes physical.
Ngakuteka kechi na kusobozisa okusaba.
Puts upon you what will enable you to pray. Someone said now, God is harsh like that. Yet he teaches you to profit. Let's put that there. But it is good you learn. For he has taught you for profiting. Not in vain that you teach sit down without profiting. You've been prepared well.
We
want to move on still. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, a Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God. We base in this ministry the new generation with the full knowledge of God. We move on, reach unto you the journey of heaven, the journey of salvation. My journey and your journey. The journey of those who lived before us, even we living now, even those coming to the coming back of Jesus Christ. The journey of heaven is held to parts 1 and 2. Part 1 of journey of heavens, it will take us above the heavens. Above the heavens is spoken most in the Ephesians, chapter 4, from verse 9 unto 12. To passing through all the heavens, and you go to above the heavens. According to Revelation chapter 22, the verse 1 to 5, above the heavens we find new heavens and the new earth. Those are what we shall find there, in the beginning and the end. That is God the Father, where it began with the Son and the Holy Spirit. Those we shall see them in the part 2 of the journey of heaven, when we've gone above the heavens in the new heavens and the new earth. Praise Jesus much. But in part 1 of the journey of heavens, which we are still on now, it holds two rims. We have the rim above. It's made of the first created heaven, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Spoken most in the Hebrews 12, 22-23. We have that the second created heaven, where there are four living creatures, as you see them right there. Spoken most in the Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 1 to 25. Those four living creatures is store of spirits. All spirits of creations in heaven and earth. The creation of heaven and earth, they are put in them. God gets them there, put in the wombs to cover them with flesh. We shall see them in the rim above. And there is still the third heaven, which holds the paradise of God. When you leave the second before living creatures, there is the third heaven. Spoken most 2 Corinthians chapter 12, the verses 1 to 5, where there is the garden, the paradise of God, spoken of the garden of Eden, is surrounding that entire heaven. And in the center of it, we find there the throne of God, which is on the mountain Zion, the first. Surrounded by other mountains, where there are thrones of 24 elders, together with the Holy Spirit, coming from the throne as rivers of living waters. Those we shall see them in the part 1 of the journey of heaven, moved in the Bible, in the rim above. But second time seeing things in the rim below, it's made of this fourth created heaven. The blue heaven you see up there, it's what makes the rim below. We read of in the John chapter 8 verse 23.
there
is the rim above and the rim below. Even in the creation of heaven and earth, it was like that. Some water moved upwards, the other moved downwards. Now the rim below
is
made of the fourth created heaven. The blue heaven we see up there. And that we saw in the scriptures of truth. First, this heaven is such in appearance. Very hard beyond any iron you've ever seen. When we next move to see the kingdom of the sun, the moon, and the stars in the airspace of the heaven, even the major works of this kingdom, to count for us time and season, to worship and to praise God together. To store the weapons of God. And we saw the stars they are living. Every star is made of four angels. They appointed the stretch their lines. When we finished, we saw of hell, known as the bottomless pit, the prison of God, which is found in the kingdom of the stars. According to Revelations 9,
in
the verse 1-3, if you open up the pits, the sun and the moon, they're going to stop give their lives. This time though hell is working, it began long back to work.
But
even those of the era of Noah fell there. Satan is not the one in charge of it.
He
discovered Angel Abaddon of the chains. Revelation 9 verse 11. Even armies of angels, 200 billion. Revelation 9
16.
They divided themselves of death and hell. Revelation chapter 6, verse 7 and 8. Others pick spirits of the sinners from this world to snatch them from their bodies, the angels of death. If you are a sinner,
the
angels of hell, those they call hell, and they took you in your torments up to the day of judgment. And if you're holy, they give you angel Michael, angel Gabriel, and the angels of fire, and lift you, take you to heaven in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, to rest till Christ will get back, and you'll get back with him. Now all those we saw there, after we saw of principalities, Satan and his fallen angels, who appear as demons of clan, their first base in the kingdom of the stars. Obadiah chapter 1, starting from verse 1 into verse 4. Those we saw them. And we saw the fifth. When we saw the two bases of the devils on this world,
underwater,
the underwater,
Ezekiel
27, under ocean where there is the base of the devils, in the Atlantic Ocean, the main base of the devils on the world. But according to Isaiah chapter
29,
verse 15-16, there are still also underground bankers in the different places. All those we saw them in this rim below, in the fourth created heaven, the
general
of heaven is moved in the Bible,
moved
on the sixth, and it's what we are still on up to now. We began to see of the habitable planet Earth
and
the other nine planets, to make total of 10 planets in the central, the airspace of the fourth created heaven, in the rim below. Those we finished them. We saw the proof of those planets in the Proverbs 8 verse 31. We spoke of the planet Earth. Choose the other planets, you cannot live in them. And we discovered it according to the
second
Kings, we saw other planets. Now we saw much
there.
And we saw three things the 10 planets have in common. They are all circular in appearance, they are all rotating, and they are in the airspace of the heaven, in the central airspace. Praise Jesus much.
nitulaba nti zonna,
and we saw that all they were given them according to treasures found in them, all those we finished them, and began to see of seven things, those major seven things found on the planet earth. Is this not where we are? Someone wonders how long they took us back where the journey comes from. Yes, we are right here. We see seven major things, those found on the planet earth.
When
we first got a summary of them,
we
knew of four angels who make four pillars on the four corners of the earth, upon which they stretch the lines of this world. When we finished, we saw in summary what concerns the clouds, the rainfall, the streams, the lakes, the seas, and the oceans, together with the free oxygen we breathe. In the summary, we saw the ground we called the flatlands, the hills, the mountains, the valleys, where they grow food, which help regulate and measure the oxygen we breathe. In the summary, we saw them. In the force we saw, the six kingdoms found on this earth, and they were created each to profit the other, including us human beings, animals and the insects, the birds, the fish, the plants, and the animals.
Yet
all us, each was created to profit the other. The fifth,
we shall see.
Besides underwater and the underground,
is
what we call under the earth. There is where we find the research center of God, where
he
researched all creations as they were being made. There we find every type of animal living that you've ever seen. Every insect, every bird, under the earth.
Bible
will direct you there very well. And you know, you are of the kingdom of God and his works, and then you preach the great things. The sixth thing that we saw of
four quarter portions,
that this earth was divided into four portions. When you eat, but you are on the second level of it.
What are you under the earth?
There is under the earth once we see.
Then no one will tweet that. Ground level.
Even the ground level.
Then it will be more than Twitter. Airspace.
And we have the airspace. This place all over up here.
It's
also what we call transparent part, where your eyes can see through and see heaven. Heaven is not within planet earth here. No. Heaven is high above
the
portion of the planet earth which is transparent. You pass your eyes through, see things out up there.
Now
you may think heaven is within the earth. Now, seven on the things we saw in the brave, the journey of heavens ended on the planet earth. It begins right here. To go back above the heavens. It ended here. And begins from here. It is true. When we are coming, we brought nothing. As First Timothy chapter 6 verse 7. When we came from somewhere. See how we came and ended here. Yet it is said we have to get back home. The journey ended where then? Right here.
And
still here it begins.
All
you hear is the journey of heaven. Don't you go beyond it. You yourself, you are in the same journey.
We
brought nothing. We shall go back with nothing. Meaning we came from somewhere and we came and ended here. The problem here, to launch from here and get back, Philippians 3:20, where it directs you that our home is in heaven.
It's
not only the heavens, even in the heavens of above the heavens. Now to launch from here onwards is the hard thing. For on the way there are many traps within there. Things which get confusing are many. And they have perverted people, then the bottomless pit, the hell. You will be knowing them. Because detail of seven things on the planet Earth. We finished with the four angels.
We make
four pillars of the Earth.
Lines of the
world as they created it. And we saw them in Revelation chapter 7. And the many other scriptures.
And
we began to see the second, as the seven things on the planet Earth, the clouds, the rainfall, the rivers, the lakes, the seas, and the oceans. Even free oxygen that we breathe. This is the third part.
It's
the third part. Move on, look to the four angels. Three angels responsible to making clouds, the rainfall, the rivers, the lakes, the rivers, lake, the sea, and the oceans, even the oxygen we breathe.
We
move on to look and analyze the three angels who are responsible to making clouds, the rainfall, the rivers, the lakes, the seas, the oceans, and the free oxygen we breathe. Someone has said, those angels, what do you need them for?
You
need to know how rainfall is made. You want to stand as Prophet Elijah to stop the rain not to fall on the world? Possible except you've understood them. One of the major reasons I want you to look to today, that many people, they want to stand as Prophet Elijah. They said, all rain stop falling. 3.5 years. As Elijah spoke, Elijah did speak in air.
He spoke
angels who are responsible to make rain, responsible of the rivers, the lakes and the seas.
We
want to see the four angels, the three who are responsible to making the clouds, the rainfall, the rivers, the lakes, the seas, and the oceans, together with the oxygen we breathe. In our journey of heaven, you understand the time to stand as Prophet Elijah. How do they stand? Nothing need God will not tell you. Before you didn't know how Prophet Elijah did it,
today
God give you light how it did it. We hear in the First Kings, as we've begun, we see Prophet Elijah. He say it shouldn't rain. In the First Kings chapter 17, in the verse 1.
Basekabaka ekisoka esule ye 17,
chapter 17 from verse 1.
Basekabaka ekisoka esule ye 17 n'olunyiriri olusoka.
First Kings chapter 17 from verse 1.
Aweria omutisubi eyali kwabo abatula ejiriyadi n'agamba akabunti mukama katonda wa Isirayiri ngabu ali omulamu gwenyimirira mu maaso ge tewabenga musulo ne wankubadde enkuba mu myaka gino wabulanga ekigambo kyange bwe kiri.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Elijah, whom is called the Tishbite, as you've heard the word, and he stood saying, as I am living, as I stand before the Lord, the living God, there will not be deal on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
There
will not be deal on the earth. Now the raising up of mist
is
what meant will make rain.
He
told them it's not raising mist.
There
will not be dew on the earth.
later
rainfall will never happen. As my word is. He woke up in the day and just did it. People want to stand these days as Prophet Elijah. Must understand how they worked.
For
the Bible told you long back in Revelation, in the Luke, in the chapter 8, nothing hidden.
It was not
revealed how it was done.
When
the chapter of heaven moved in the Bible, it revealed scriptures is the story of their
people.
Those who moved in them, how did they do it? Did they to know of three angels? Those in charge of making the clouds, making the rainfall, to moving the rivers, the lakes, the oceans, and the seas, even the oxygen we breathe. You know how you work with them in this final work. You read us in the Luke, we see.
Luke chapter
8 verse 16.
Era tewali akoleza tabaza n'agisanikira mu kibbo oba okugisa wansi w'ekiriri naye agisa ku kikondo abayingiramu balabe bweyaka. Olw'17 kubanga tewali kigambo ekyakisibwa ekitalira bisibwa newankubadde ekyakwekebwa.
Yes, you have
praised Jesus
Christ.
No one lights a lamp to lighten people.
Put it
under a basket to never lighten them.
Yet,
on the lamp stand to lighten to nations. And people see how things happen. In the next verse he said, nothing which was hidden. Nothing which was hid. Nothing which was hidden, which will not be revealed. Nothing which wasn't known, which not brought in its light. I speak of what? The prophet Elijah,
time
stopping it not to rain. There are those he worked with, those
who
feel the word as I spoke it. For he has said, as my word is, and the mighty ones who
are
there to fulfill this word, those spoken in the Psalms, Psalms 103, the verse 20, as it speaks like this. Psalms 103 and verse 20.
Mumwebaze Mukama mu bamalayika be, mu abazira abamanyi abatuukiriza ekigambo kye, nga muwulira eddoboozi ly'ekigambo kye.
Yes, you have been
praised Jesus much.
Zaburi 13:20. Egamba nti mwebaze Mukama mu bamalayika be.
Praise the Lord, you is angels.
Mu abazira abamanyi,
you the mighty ones,
abatuukiriza ekigambo kye,
fulfill his word,
muwulira eddoboozi ly'ekigambo
kye, the voice of his word.
Wabula jjukira nabbi Elijah agambye.
Remember prophet Elijah says,
mu basekabaka ekisooka
17:1,
nti nga bwe nyimira mu maaso ga Mukama,
I stand before God,
era nga Mukama bwali omulamu,
the Lord is living,
there
will not be neither a duel on the earth,
means
there is no reason of mist.
Mist
rises, the dew happens on the world.
And
when rain out of the make clouds and it rains,
they
say it will not happen for 3.5 years, as my word is. Then there will be angels. Psalms 103 in the verse 20, angels, the mighty ones, who fulfill the word of God, as they listen to the voice of his word. Angels are involved in these issues, seeing that the clouds are made and the rainfall falls and the rivers are moving, and the lakes happen to be, the seas come to be, the oceans,
the
breathing of oxygen moving and
ending.
That's the reason why born against one of them know this word. The one who always prayed, Elijah was one man, and he raised his faith. It appeared how? It was of which color? It worked how?
Yes,
yes, he was one man. Yes, he wasn't alone.
yali n'abasajja abakola ku nkuba n'ab'omuliro wali
eri
kuba bakola ab'omuliro n'owenkuba okubaawula
kizibunatula
kasozi nawendi omulamu omuliro
gubaokyemalaika
w'omuliro waali
n'owamazzi
waali
n'owabipimo
gwe twalabako
jjusi
okupima enkuba eyeetagisa na kintu kyonna
rainfall needed upon everything.
Katuogera kuchi.
Now we speak of what?
Yakobo sura ya 5.
In the James chapter 5.
Yakobo sura ya 5.
James chapter 5.
Kwetu some chawa andiko.
We read the scripture.
Eliya alimsajja mbwa.
Elijah was one man.
Nagena maso na imso kukiriza.
Moses raised his faith.
We bintu nebikorebwa.
The things we are made.
Ni ayimusate okukiriza.
How did he raise his faith?
Kubanje ulira.
I feel the rain.
Tikita kutani.
It's not going to rain. You think, how was it?
He
knew how he stood
before
the Lord. He knew angels on his side first. Things work very well.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Because
faith as a ledge is not raining. And it rained. And you wondered. Scripture is not living. It's living. But you, it's life, you handle it wrongly. It's like give someone a journey now. Tell them walk with their hands. Moving is a living act. But the moving, they're moving is turned it not to be living.
It's
a living from here to Kampala city. Moving with your legs and the moving with the hands and the legs are moving is a living word. But the act done it by its heart, it will never happen.
We'll
speak truth.
You
can move which far when you're moving with your hands and the legs are stretched upwards.
Kitegeeza okutambula kutuufu kigambo kituufu.
Naye
kikula mu ngeri etagenda kusoboka wadde.
In a way which is impossible.
Gwagamba ekyani kiba kino ddala Elijja kituufu yasibe naye mu ngeri kigwe
mweyo
kitegeeza gwe obifudde ate kifuula nnenge tebisoboka kuba nayo
Yakobo essuula ey'okutaano n'olunyiriri
James chapter 5 verse 13.
Yakobo essuula ey'okutaano olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu.
James chapter 5 verse 17.
Eliya yali muntu akwatibwa byonna nga ffe n'asaba okusaba okw'omuggundo enkuba ereme okutonnya enkuba n'etatonnya ku nsi emyaka esatu n'emyezi mukaaga n'asaba olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omunaana n'asaba nate eggulu ne litonnyesa enkuba ensi n'emeza ebibala byayo.
Yes.
Yari musajja akwatibwa
byonna. A man affected by all.
Sigamba nti obwenzi.
I don't say immorality and fornication and adultery. No.
Akwatibwa ebyabantu ebiri
normal. The one affected by all things of human beings, normal things.
Ng'okulya, okugenda emmanju.
Like eating, going to toilet.
Okwebaka.
Sleeping.
Waliwo adaga wa Maria yakwatibwa n'obwenzi nga
nange. Elijah was affected by adultery and fornication like me.
Nenda bambi.
Not my friends.
Don't
attach yourself to him when you want to commit fornication.
Hebrews chapter 4,
15-16, verse 14 downwards.
That
Jesus, priest who passed all that we passed through,
did he
even pass through fornication and you're stealing?
It
did not pass
him. He
just saw them
before him. He
did go to move in them.
You
want to attach yourself to him, you move on to sin. Let's move on here. He said a man, Elijah was a man affected by all which affects people.
Then he
prayed a prayer,
a
prayer of faith.
And
did not rain for 3.5 years. And again he prayed, again it rained. He was relating with
whom?
I want to speak of the three angels. Those responsible to make clouds.
Enkuba,
the rainfall,
okutambuza kwemiga,
the moving of the rivers,
enyanja,
the lakes,
agayanja,
the seas, the oceans, together with the oxygen we breathe. You think they are profitable or not? In prayer, you need them or not? omulembe ogumanya emirimu gya Katondanamumanya ebintu Katonda abikolakati malayika oyo katusomeyo mbasekabaka abavunanyizibwa ku nkuba ebire okukola ebiretambuza emigga osobola omugga we gutali osobola okuguyita nguyo okulaga ne bamalayika ab'enkuba nosaba omugga ne guyita mu luguudo awo olw'entebe road If they say river came from where? You know Prophet Elijah did that.
When you see a river crossing here,
in the land where there is no water,
the
river will pass in Tebe Road and head on. People of that place
The
river came from where?
What do we have in
two? Possible. Did it as written in the Bible? You know me, it surprised me much. You know,
read
the Bible and you go into practical. Everything, how it is done, how it moves.
This
final
work of God.
Why should he remain, hide some things to himself? Yeah, he promised. In Daniel, all will be revealed in the latter days.
The
days we are in. Tell you how it is done.
It
is three of them. One is of water.
It's supposed to
lifting up mist.
Moving the water and the
oxygen we breathe. Playing the clouds.
They
relate with angel of measurements.
In
the measure we need is measure of rainfall. It passes this and this other village. Even it rains here and there. Angel of fire.
And the strikes lightning of fires.
And you hear strikes of lightning.
And
you wait for rainfall. All that we want to mess into the world. Angel in charge of
rain,
that of water. Go rest, go work in other nations. All these right here, you freeze them. They have gadgets which can
restore
olden things or those which are now. And the earth turns to be like stones. No more sweat, not doing anything. Things of God are not by magic. Light of knowledge of God.
You
reach enlightenment in everything.
And you
never appear anything
and
hidden.
Not not the
God you know is the worker. His word is the worker. Magic is the things of God. Let's read this here.
Baseka bake chisoka esule ye 18. Nolo nyiriri olwa makumi ana mwolumu.
Kings chapter 18 verse 41.
Aweria nagamba akabunti goloko kolio nywe. Kubanga waliwo okuwoma kwenkube nyingi. Olwana mwebiri. Au akabona goloko kukulia na okunywa. Eliya nalinya kuntiko ya Kalumeri. Navuna makutaka. Nateka amasoge wakati wa mavivige. Anamusatu. Nagamba omuddu wenti. Yambu kano. Olengere awali ennyanja nalinya nalengera nayogera nti tewali kintu
omanyi
you know
yalinya ku lusozi
he climbed the mountain top
nga yawulidde dde omwoyo omutukufu
had already the Holy Spirit
ali mubire mu bwengula batandise dde kyange ebire
the clouds that began to play them in the sky
banobo nate babiwulira
naye yawulira but he hears it the roaring of the cloud moving of the clouds, the roaring. He said, yo, the rain is coming. They looked around. Where is it? This man is falling mad. He said he was there.
Me,
God is going to be
right.
On the top of mountain.
He put
his head, look down there as he prays.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Look the side of the lake. The side of the lake, the mist will rise up. On the clouds in the space. Then
he
see them up there and they are thick.
Then
the angel of fire, you strike lightning fires on them.
That's
some of the, what we saw in the part past.
No,
these things were not by magic. If you want to go on the mountain and the hill, you stop the rain not to fall. You think
this
is a story?
I feel I'm entering it.
You forget. Roman gave you reference, it said 10:17. Faith come from hearing the word of God.
It tells
you things are done how. The man of the prophet Elijah is looked. Nothing done, but the work is moving on. Let's read
what
we hear. First Kings chapter 18 verse 43.
Nagamba omuddu we nti, yambuka nno olengera awali ennyanja. N'alinnya n'alengera n'ayogera nti tewali kintu. N'ayogera nti genda nate emirundi musanvu.
Emirundi musanvu.
Let me give you a secret. The man we began saying, as I stand before the Lord, he showed all along he worked via them. The eyes of God, the seven.
Bible
speaks. Revelation 4:5.
And
I saw seven lamps and shed before the throne of God.
There
are the seven eyes of God.
Or
there are the seven spirits of God. Revelation 5. And the verse 6. And the Lamb of God manifested. He has seven eyes. And they are the seven spirits of God. Yet no. My prophet Elijah, he knew. I stand before the presence of God. I want to go seven times. As the seven spirits.
And the seven
eyes of God, how they are. Which make fullness of the Holy Spirit.
At
the same time he knew.
There
are angels who stand before God as him.
Yes.
Them two, they are seven. Revelation chapter
8.
It shows commanders with seven trumpets. Revelation
15.
It showed angels others. Those holding the weapons. And them two are seven.
And
if I stand before God,
it's
Holy Spirit in his fullness. Seven spirits.
And before
I reach seven, there
are
angels, seven groups in the middle. As I stand before the Lord,
I'm
sure he knows them well. Things at work like this and that. What you go the first time, the spirit of wisdom.
Yes,
still on foundation, bracing mist. Spirit of understanding. And they connect here and they began to see. Go in the spirit of counsel. Counsel the
visions.
There is mist began to rise. The one of power. It stands raised up in the sky. Mist is rising up. The one of
man.
I see like a human palm. The one of fear of God strikes with thunder, fire, and the rain is there. God, Spirit of the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Praise
God.
Those men you see you
they
are not like you think of in that faith.
They had a meaning
they passed by to get in faith.
You
don't have a way you pass in faith. Me to have
the
faith of Elijah. You are on the wall.
Elijah
knows the door to pass through.
Let people
as they stand before the Lord.
Let's
read us in the Kings we hear.
First
Kings chapter 8 verse 44.
Awatuuka omulundi ogw'omusanvu n'ayogera nti raba ekire kirinnya nga kiva mu nnyanja ekiringa omukono gw'omuntu obutono n'ayogera nti yambuka ogambe Akabu nti teekateeka eggaali lyo oserengete.
Cloud rising from the lake and rising up.
The
works which had been done in the midst.
I
tell you, brethren, someone asked the question.
Point
I've
not
understood it well. How and where does it profit me in this salvation? And
turn
to the
third
part. You speak of clouds, the rainfall,
nyanja,
the rivers,
agayanja, nigasima,
the seas and the oceans,
wetusa,
the oxygen we breathe.
Yechinga, sizana,
it profits me how, someone asks.
Katonda jabi kodanga,
God will do them yet all along he has
been given.
All along you claim to stop the rain, how would you have stopped it?
Sibwe chidi.
Now God moves and explains these angels.
Where
prophet you concerning the rainfall? The clouds and rainfall. The rivers. Still can do many great things.
Those
I can't explain like today.
Just
what concerned these angels who work on rain? Clouds, rainfall, and the seas.
They are nations we're going to command
the seas. Angel of water go there on the pillar and stir the waters up. And the sea rise up as the mountain falls on an entire village. And
just
it from there, it sweeps it off for their profanes. Someone say, won't you become morals?
Bible
speaks Isaiah 19. One of the cities will be like Sodom and the other like Gomorrah. Now have destroyed them. Don't you see, know them? How they made it before? In this
call,
say one city will be like Sodom, another like Gomorrah, another like Egypt. Egypt has to be struck with weapons. The call is there preparing itself.
It prepares
you with all weapons of war. When they say one will be like Sodom, another like Gomorrah, another like me, Egypt, to fight it, what will you fight it with? Sodom, they did what to it. Angel of fire burnt them. Egypt was done what? In the brief, what happened? The wild weapons. Still they are saying that.
So, what we have
seen, and to reach the seventh spirit, and the seventh angel who brings honor to
Yezekiel.
Revelation 5, in the verse 16, Revelation 16, verse 3
and to
5. He showed you angel in charge of water, in charge of connecting clouds, to lifting up the mist.
He
showed you angel of scales, even that of fire. And they make the rain fall. And they run the rivers.
They
drink and we don't know.
Then
ask where is the hand of God.
Yet, work,
but we can't thank neither to appreciate for not knowing. Let's read Revelations. Revelation 16 and verse 3.
Owokubiri nafuka ekibya kye mu nnyanja, ne wabaawo omusaayi ng'ogw'omufu, na buli mwoyo omulamu ne gufa, n'ebyo ebyali mu nnyanja. Olunya olwokuna, owookusatu nafuka ekibya kye mu migga ne mu nsulo z'amazzi, ne wabaawo omusaayi. Olunya olwokutaano, ne mpulira malayika w'amazzi ng'ayogera nti, "Gwe mutuukirivu, gwe abaawo era eyabaawo, gwe mutukuvu, kubanga wasala omusango gw'otyo. Kubanga bafuka omusaayi gw'abatukuvu n'ogwa bannabbi. Omusaayi gwe gw'oba wadde okunywa."
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bamalayika bano.
These angels.
Kati ndowooza olidde w'amazzi.
Now you had the one of water.
Mazzi gonna oba gatonnya kuva mu bwengula oba gakulukuta.
Sky weather flowing.
Y'oyo avunaanyizibwa ku kye tuyita enkuba.
Charge of what we call rainfall.
Okukolebwa kw'ebire.
The making of clouds.
Enkuba okutonnya emigga okutambula.
Rainfall to fall, the rivers to move.
Malayika waali.
The angel is there.
Kati nabbi Elijah.
Now prophet Elijah.
Teyakera bukezi naga teja tonya.
Did wake up say it will not rain.
Na fusa teyafusa.
Did it by magic.
Wali wejida malaika batukirize ekigambo
kya Katonda. There were armies of angels fulfilled the word of God.
Neba kwate bire neba bivuga neba bijeno bitwale.
Clouds drove them, took them elsewhere.
Kubanga yogera mu Yobu na gamba.
In the Job is.
Sinayo manye balancinga yebire.
The balancing of the clouds.
Abi balancinga nabivuga nabija ku kyalo kino. Na bitwale eri yani.
This village God there, who is he?
Kati gogja kubere no.
Hear and say, angel of water, clouds, I'm saying, drive them, shift them from here, from central Uganda, and they first repent. Let it rain elsewhere, but it shouldn't rain here. And they begin to move them 3 weeks, and the sunshine is much. Those are even very few. What we go into is that God is final
back
of the land. Other nations we act stubborn.
And
no, our angels on our side.
It
is to stop the rainfall we shall do it for almost 3 hours. Even perhaps 3.5.
Yet,
no
one
relates with who in these things. Then will not be revealed.
John
of heavens came reveal you everything up to above the heavens.
What
the Bible, what I preach is in the Bible.
Yet they are
understandable well.
Yes, you ever
praise
yes.
Jesus much.
So before we go,
now what we speak of
is
not a mere story. When they say angel of water, he is there.
Possible
to be the things move on well.
And
if your relation is well with God,
know
what thing angels,
the mighty
ones fulfilling the word of God, must have been filled well with the word.
And
scriptures as their workings are. You will see them working. That fulfills John 15:7. If you abide in me,
then
my words will abide in you. Ask all you need will be given you. The more words of Christ are in you,
which
angels are just waiting to fulfill. When he said it's not going to rain, we see. You ask
what
the scriptures are, but
he
just awaits to fulfill.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now on that angel,
we
join on angel of the scales. We started of him last time in the Revelation chapter 11, in the verse 1 to 3. Revelation 11 and the verse 1.
Nempeebwa olumuli olufaanana ng'omuggo. Malayika ng'ayogera nti, "Golokoka, ogere yeekaalu ya Katonda n'ekyoto n'abasinzizaamu."
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Malayika yawona olumuli olugera.
Angel gave this one a measuring reed.
Era olusobola n'okubala.
Which even count and measure.
Ye malayika y'omu ku bikulwa mukaaga.
Angel in Revelation 6.
Nyolo okutaluwa mukaaga.
In the verse 5 and 6.
Alina ebigera.
It has the measurements. Now the measure of this rain, as we saw of last time,
that
one is of the ground, God wants to water the earth. Another, is of mercy. Mercy on people who had had pains. Another is of rebuke.
Come,
strike everything, breaks down every plantain.
Yes, he was
praise me. Jesus much.
Now,
just measure this, an angel measures it.
About
this angel,
he
is listed at the cloud, angel of water. Has to work with angels of the measurements. To move being the clouds in the airspace. To know where it will rain and where it will not rain. Yet when they finish, they
connect
with angel of fire. He
who throws
thunders you hear of.
Thunders
happen. If it will not happen, angel of water, when
leaves
mist and water in the airspace of the earth, and he makes clouds,
from
mist he makes water from it. Has the work of scattering the clouds, as we study of him in Job,
but
the 7 verse 18 downwards. That he balances the clouds. Communicate with angel of counsel.
Let
it rain on this and this village.
This time,
measure scattered clouds passing them here and there.
If
they work with angel of fire, after they have demarcated the course of the clouds, to allocate where it's to rain.
There are
clouds and waters are in the thick clouds.
When
the angel of water strikes a thunder on them, and that water begins to be broken in drops.
It gets
down on the earth as it
scatters.
Yet coming from the sky, there are big ice drops. Because they pass the wind,
little
portions which can melt from the sky. If they want to be struck with hail storm,
it
throws a little thunder on the thick clouds. Now this ice
comes,
it's big like a stone.
It
comes melting little.
Which
is the earth is still ice.
It ends on
the houses, buildings, the plants. Beat them. There are some.
Even
villages of wizardry send them rain which punishes.
That is the wizard
chooses out homes of wizards only. That it can do it.
Uses
tornado rains. That's what it uses. It moves in homes of wizards and sorcerers, destroying them. Where we head on to,
that
I saw the work is easy. For God is the one teaching us to profit. We shall know how the way will be.
Yes, you are
still in the story. You speak with your brethren. You're still in the story.
Scriptures,
there's no story here. Every scripture is real.
Bible,
and the Bible tell them,
have you
seen luno lugero lwa mukama?
Kuliko the word of what?
Kuliko chigambo cha mukama.
Not the story of God.
Simbozi za mukama.
Have
you shown the Bible to them?
Mugambe na buli chigambo cha Katonda.
And every word of God.
Chida yo paka ngamu chimazo tukiza cha kitu bilokola.
Accomplished what it was sent to do.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we are knowing this way. This angel of fire, Revelation 14,
in
the verse 18, he joins this angel's work on rainfall. I want you to understand, if you end a prayer in the stopping of rain or to make it fall, how do you handle that situation?
It's
not just enter that you are in faith. Angels no more want those your stories. They want to fulfill the word of
God. They prove
us how it is living. Let's read.
Revelation chapter 14, verse 18.
Praise
Jesus much.
Malaika akuliro muliro
kingine. He told him, angel in charge of fire.
Ono tuchimanyi taliyeka.
We know he's not alone.
Banji.
There are many.
Tubasomako mu kibuga kya
Katonda. We stand with them in the city of God.
Yerusalem ekyomugulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus much.
Naye bo nabo mu kintu kyokukola enkuba mwebali.
Them in the issue of making rainfall they evolved.
Okutambuza emiga.
Moving the streams.
Okubanga bata bakola omukka gwe tusha.
That they make the oxygen we breathe.
Kati watu wensize tusobola sala ko omukka.
Now the nations
can cut off
oxygen like for 1-2 seconds.
Kiba mtu ganyo kujobulira enjiri
na yes come fresh their part.
Kuba wadde dakika 2 nga mwenenyeze mba muganyo.
2 minutes you repent it if you refuse.
Baba jeko ko omukka second singa 2.
Oxygen be taken from you 2 seconds. We cut it off.
Angels move, it goes and comes.
And they even measure it.
Because
we told them increase. And whoever breathes it, they fall down. The oxygen is much on the north. You fall down, you faint. Either increase it. Someone feels that what they don't want is what is entering them. You are joking. This work. Last on the planet Earth. Think, why am I praising myself? The point you need to boost
and
enter in the vision of God. And you know how things are done. And you can even boost over that.
It's
like they bring a test.
You're
on the paper 6
or 6.
They are all what you studied.
You
rest, you say, keep
work.
And they fidget with numbers. 30 minutes, you work them all. Finished.
This
man sat 30 minutes. He worked 30 minutes. They are finished. They know what they are doing. Now we understand. And the boasting is like this.
That
how things work and how they work.
Refuse
to preach the gospel.
Which
nations hinder and shut doors to the gospel? China.
They will accept
as my
boss.
If they created it, they would have to pant for breath like that. And rich got wary of us. Yet we can work with those on the four corners of earth. And they cut off the wind off. We get angel of fire. Tell him create much heat in that nation. And they take away every breath which is there. You know heat very well. You shut yourself when there is a charcoal stove which is on fire. You feel you can no more breathe. They can put it on this earth. And you no more can breathe. And the oxygen is no more there. Those of fire and its heat, they are put there. And breathe even the oxygen is hot.
On God, do you know how he works?
When stretch his hand, will you withdraw it back? It's not gotten back until it's accomplished. God takes long stretch his hand, put it down. But when he stretches it forth, take it back. Do you think it's finished? Don't
please
stop. He is moving to do it more.
Till
it accomplishes his wrath, what's determined to do.
that you have been sebanga katona tojiriko
avako lye yo byafe. You are on earth, this is our earth.
Na katiriro mugaya mubulira baya
mubulira. Then you're going to tell me that it's yours all along.
Kaba tusomere ko wano.
Let us read for as we say.
Mubulize sura isoka.
Omubulizi esura isoka nolunyiriri olusoka.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 from verse 1.
Ebigambo by'omubulizi mutabani wa Daudi kabaka mu Yerusalemi. Olunyo olwokubiri. Obutaliimu obusinga obutaliimu. Nti obutaliimu obusinga obutaliimu bwonna bwayogera omubulizi. Obutaliimu obusinga obutaliimu bwonna byonna butaliimu. Olunyo olwokusatu. Magoba ki omuntu gajja mu mulimu gwe gwonna gwakolera wansi w'enjuba. Olunyo olwokuna. Emirembe emirala gigenda, emirembe emirala gijja. Ensi n'ebeerera awo ennaku zonna.
Bakimanyiira.
They are used to that.
Emirembe emirala gijja era ne gigenda.
Generations come, others go.
Ate ne tubeera awo, tetubuuza gye balaze.
Up there we don't question where they have gone.
Kubanga ensonga eri emu.
But the issue is one.
Oli bw'agenda nga basaala omulala.
If another goes, they birth a new one.
Mukwano gwo bw'agenda ng'ofuna omukwano omulala.
If your friend goes, you get a new friend.
Mwe ne mubeerera awo nga mulowooza.
And you are in that cycle of thinking.
Olufu lulina oyimuka.
Mist has to rise up.
Birina okubaayo ebire mu bbanga.
There has to be clouds in the sky.
Enkuba erina otonya.
It has to fall as rain.
Emigagi erina otambula.
The streams have to move.
Tulina okuba n'ennyanja.
Have to have legs.
N'agayanja.
With seas.
Tulina okusa.
We must breathe.
Kirina kuba bw'ekityo.
It has to be like that.
Oba Katonda oba si Katonda.
Whether it's God or not.
Birina kuba bw'ebiri.
Have to be like that. Who tells you?
Bible egamba enseebererawo abantu batukane bakimanyira
balowooza. Bible says the earth moves to be people
yawerere.
Use. These things are free.
Era Bible yagera mu Yobu n'egamba.
Bible speaks in Job.
Joli ayogera nti omukka gwange guli mu nnyindo yange. Katonda kiki?
Oxygen is in my nose. Who is God?
Nga yarowooza okussa kwa bulijjo.
Breathing is usual. It must happen to them.
Even
a wizard is out to say God is not there. As the breath is oxygen.
As it is
put, go to toilet, come from there. Maybe there's a wizard angered. Why are you angered? If what you do is right.
Okay.
Those who do things when they speak of them, they
rejoice.
Those who commit evils, they get angered. You've committed evils.
Era biswaza.
And they're shaming.
Negoroze nseberirawo
bwe. But you think their earth lives on like that?
Ba malaika bano bakoze okuva le bajitonda.
Angels have worked since it was created.
Nekati.
Up to now.
Batu kadabone batukowa nensi nini ne tukowa.
Wary of us, even the earth got wary of us.
Kama ne yesenu yetaga mu kiboko ezisembayo.
Needs to be beaten, last beaten.
Ngampitirivu kabaranga musaganda.
And there are plenty stripes.
Manyo kubanga katonda kolere ebintu.
What God doing things for you?
No muvuma kubanga tiyakuwadde moto.
Abuse if he did give you a car.
Ninga ategesewo onavugire moto.
Yet prepare where you drive a car.
Anatero kuwe moto kano muyombesha.
Give you a car about and you make you argue with him.
Kati omukanga tegukolebwa buli nakugusa. E moto kogera jivugisa.
Not done every day you breathe. How will you drive a car? Now people,
Satan
corrupted people on the world, and we do not think they will be like that forever.
They
cut off oxygen from your spouse when you're with them there,
and
they unclothe the body, and they're panting for breath. Struggling is not getting assist.
And
you wonder you are still breathing it. Still they have gone. They have died for their sins. What about your sins? How come they have not killed you yet? Time just expires.
And
they say your oxygen is finished, no more access to it. And they measure it. When its days will come,
the
angel of the scale comes on your nose.
We steal
them, they shouldn't breathe. You are panting for breath. You can't access it. And they take you on machines. They try. And they have cut you off your normal access oxygen.
You know,
doctors try sometimes. The angel of death comes, so we are taking that one. You put on your machines, we are taking the person. And they take the spirit from him. And the oxygen machine falls down. The people on the world,
you know,
the false gospels, they're out there lying to you. The truth of God is there. The kingdom of God
has
never been eaten and drinking. It is word and power.
Eating
the additions in this kingdom, cars and the houses, the additions.
Never counted being
the kingdom. You must eat chicken.
You
must drive cars and houses.
Kingdom
of God is word and power. And say,
this
will be added to you.
Heaven
have wings of angels. Will you need a car there? These are added, we use them here. Chicken, those ones, additions.
So
this kingdom and God around it, this to be added to you.
Now
we came sick for houses.
If you
say you are on the wrong thing,
those
who came to see the kingdom of God,
they seek with
Holy Spirit and His works. Right from heavens to earth.
Houses,
cars,
things,
additions.
And
if God will not
give
you oxygen, you still breathe. Food still grows on the earth. It's still raining for you.
If he didn't
love you,
he
would have first taken off away.
Then you
tell him, house, you don't give a big car, you're not God. Let us hear, we hear.
Mubulizi esuli soka noru njiriri oruo kutano.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 5.
Mubulizi esuli soka noru njiriri oruo kutano.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 5.
Irani enjube vayo, enjuba negwa. Ne yangu wukugenda mchipo chayo jeva. Unyoro mkaga. Empewo egenderi obuchiko obaddyo n'ekyukira obuchiko obwakkono ekyukakyuka buli kaseera mu kutambula kwayo empewo nedda nate mu kwetooloola kwayo.
It is rotating all over.
Malaika w'amazzi n'afuba emigga gitambula.
Angel of water tries streams to move.
Emigga bwe girekera awo tambula.
Streams stop to move.
N'okwetoolola kw'ensi.
And the rotation of earth.
Empewo temujja kudda mu
jira. Not see of oxygen again.
Naye buli kiseera oteze ennyindo.
Every time you've tapped your nose to access breath of God. Is not that?
Wachiva na kogamba okusa kwa bwerere nino okusa.
Breathing is free, I have to.
Dembele yango okusa.
It's my freedom to breathe.
Kagati oliye yambo dombiri.
Now the one who unclothed the body.
Oruza tiyaba dena dembele yango.
Don't you feel that freedom to breathe?
Ani yamusazeko.
Who cut them off?
You are
on yaka electricity, yours is about to finish. And the money to load, you don't even know codes which can help you for that. Now see, things along that. But God who is the worker,
and
what the Lord Jesus through His Holy Spirit,
who
is sent there,
created,
angels watching over that work that you can breathe. Angels breathe.
They are
in charge of rainfall, they
make
of clouds, the rainfall, the streams to flow, the lakes, the seas, the oceans, and they move, you remain breathing.
Now that not
the wind will go, it will come. You
are there,
tapped your nose,
wait.
Even the one in the shrine shaking calabash, he's breathing the oxygen of
God.
Look at the false prophets. Look at them. And God said,
you've
beaten people a little of stripes.
There are
bigger rods, men have beat them with. Like the rod of breathing.
That's
a cane, you've beaten them much. They all get down, surrender. We are no more going to do it. Because human is a stubborn. When you bring back oxygen, they repeat it. You ask to Pharaoh. Pharaoh was beaten.
He
will repeat, I'll give it up. When they
do,
he will repeat to do more. Even the one headed for destruction, you're like that. But still you're out there saying,
he claims
to speak on God's behalf in power.
And
we don't see him powerful anyway. You will see him. He's about to reach yours. But don't come to me when I've reached.
Come
out when he's
coming at you.
Time you're in is not to scorn God. The one scorning him, he gets him individually.
Ebire byokulinyira Katonda byaweddeko.
Yabyogerako
mu kubikulibwa sura ya 10
nti
ekibuga ekyo kyayo bw'abaama wange balinyirire. Naye bwe ziribanga ziweddeko teri kuddamu. Kati buddamu okulinyira
Katonda.
Ojabuuza Ben Hinn kye baamukoze
okwenenya.
Ajja kukukyalirako ewuuyo
byawulira omukono. If you will feel his hands.
And due to
when you
come,
we will be seated, not
mighty,
enjoy what we spoke, they have come to pass. Someone is anger they say now.
Now
the new one wonders, where did they come? God is a very harsh God. He's not harsh at all. Yet he's the Father. He displays children who have done
sins.
And he left the souls of those who love him. If you have a father, you commit evils, he doesn't punish
them.
You say, I have my funny father. He doesn't mind. I do what I want. He does mind me.
You know you have
a funny father. But this is the Father in heaven. And the children on the earth
has
proved he takes us back to heaven.
Has
proved on the earth we are well off. That's why he tells us these words. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 7.
Emiga jona jigenda mu nyanja naye nyanja tejula
jigenda jityo malaika navuga,
the angel drives them
nege musana kubyaraga ita mutake iyo
even the streams passing in the dust under the grounds.
Munda ifu tumanyi malaika avunaizwa kwa ifu
twadde ngao
natumanye nsi bila bwiti
omategeke knowing the earth is always there
mugabwe wa mwene guita we miaka jona
and the stream of your home passes all years. Your forefathers saw it, and still it's still passing.
It's
rivers are always like that, they pass. You think what even?
But
angel of the Lord tries to appear. All this makes them for us for goodness. Move on, make this earth habitable. And
with
we can live on it.
And
rivers are moving, the plants grow.
And
the angels have done their work in the name of the Lord Jesus. If you see all those ways, as I wind up, when we enter into Job 37, wind up our first service, those who came out in the service of prayer, thank you for coming early.
We still have
the second part of prayer.
Job 38.
And verse 8.
Yobu esulesa tumwa munana na olunyiriri olomunana.
Job chapter 38 and verse 8.
Obani yasibe nyanja nenziji. Boya waguza ngechiva mu rubuto. Olomwenda bwenafule ekire okube ekyambalo kyayo. N'ekizikiza ekikutte okube ebiwere ebyobukiika. Okube ebiwere ebyokubika. Olunyolwe 10. Bwe nalagirira etteeka lyange, n'enzisaawo obuziba n'enzigi. N'enzisaawo ebisiba n'enzigi.
Omanye ennyanja zonna yaziggalira.
You know all water bodies, God shut them.
Now
what we do,
we,
as the one
day
wore to be like Prophet Elijah, same thing they sent to do the final work. There are some doors I know of, those are going to open up.
You
open the sea, it flows into the earth. You work with the
angel.
Who worked with Noah on the water? And when losing
them,
free strip of sea. Water filled the earth.
This
angel knows where those are of water. Every sea knows its doors.
If you open it up,
you open a little water, enters the earth.
You're not going
to argue with any person on the doors we know of well.
We
send our angel, he opens up. You've not yet known
Lucifer,
Satan, the devil.
He was
Kelbim, he fell. He officiated books to teach Satan in the world as what was him.
Even
American schools, they opened them officially. And they teach them the ways of Satan. Even God, he put a school in the world. He teaches his ways. There we are going to confront each other.
The powers
of Lucifer are very minimal. We know in the world Satan has come with a stick. We came with missiles. Now see,
they appreciate
and they say all schools of the world must have that syllabus.
Satanism.
Study of Satan.
The
entire world had captured it.
Now
every person is going to study
school of Satan.
Esomero lya Satan. Now you see, God has
created
a great purpose
nation,
called for the entire world. Don't bring jokes,
there's
no jokes here. There are places you sat before
and
you went back, didn't understand what you studied. Where you've gathered over, you don't know. Here we are in knowledge and immediately implemented.
After that is
weak, we beat him.
After
knowing all ways,
we shall send
on the seas, they go open some of them.
Water
will go under the ocean where they sit and it dry up.
As they
planned words of corrupting the world. Let's move on in the Job.
Job 38
and verse 10.
Bwe nagiragira etteeka lyange, ne nzisaawo ebisiba n'enzigi. 11. Ne njogera nti, wano w'okomanga so tosukkangawo. Era wano amayengo go ag'amalala we gaziyirizibwanga. 12. Wali olagidde enkya ennaku zo kasookedde zibaawo.
Okulagira enkya.
Command the morning.
Ekyo kigenda kuba kyangu.
That is going to be easy.
We
command it, gotten morning, we tell it, you go to become night. We shall say, angel of scales, go get the sun, slide it backwards.
Slidden
backwards, the earth just follows. Power of earth rotation follows the sun. When you get the sun, slide backwards. Wake up, you command. Go today, it's morning, the one the first hour.
Back
until the first hour of the night.
Those work,
up to work, they don't want to give time to God. Today, no working.
Job 38,
verse 12.
Wali olagidde encya ennaku zo kasookedde zibaawo. Wali omanyisizza emmambya ekifo kyayo. 13. Ekwate enkomerero z'ensi era ababi bakunkumulwe okugivaamu.
Omanyi emmambya eyennyumira.
Malayika
w'okufa.
The angel of death.
Nga bali ne malayika wa
Geyena. The angel of hell.
Kumakya.
Early in the morning.
Nabukyawo.
It's dawning.
Babeera batwala abantu mu Geyena.
They are taking people in hell. The entire night weepings.
Those
who studied as things of hell, you saw them.
In the
windows, in the ventilators. And the sick is looking on the window one side like that. The men are there. Early in the morning, around 11 hour, and weepings, he has gone. Early in the morning. Even once every morning we shall be sending farewell to them. Say who will repent then?
Apostle
for the evil ones. We are all evil people. Me, I'm not evil.
Satan
is the one who is evil.
The
one turned me that I
out.
You still get out of it, brethren. And they don't
take it to the
evil Satan and demons. They have to beat them in this
war.
And they throw them in the hell. Every morning. The worst pains moving in the night.
Angel
of death, hell, they're passing through.
Yes, wizards
have to leave this house. They are not ready to change. Like the one they send farewell to. Let's finish here.
Job 38, verse 14.
Job 38, verse 14.
Ewanyisi wange bumba wansi wakabonero. Nebi intubyo na biku nkunuka ngei chambalo.
Ebi intubyo na bigenda maso ukukunuka yo.
All.
It is turned as clay under the seal.
Erabio nabi chusipwange bumba nga kabonero.
And they stand out as garment.
Erabi imiriranga ebyambalo.
Kwigamba kumachoku.
In the morning.
Ebigendo kura wujobira antibiakuse.
What will grow, you see them there. Grown.
Those
to be on the world, they are tired. You see them there. Angel of death had passed with hell in the morning. The day that they are working but slow.
By
1-7 hour in the night, they have come back well.
If
you hear the tooth ache, the pain on the tooth. The headache is knocking with pain. Every night sickness increases.
Angel of death
and hell, they are in the world looking for those to take. In the morning they get spirits. Starting from the 10th hour in the night, they are crying, people have gone. As the time day dawns. And they have left the
house.
They have left a few of them.
In
those they take during day.
The earth
doesn't know what's moving on.
They
think things move on like that.
The
plants wake up the day they have grown. You can't look at it as it's growing.
Yobu asatu mumunana na ulu njiriri ule kumine nya.
Job 38 verse 14.
Ewanyisi wange bumba wansi wakabonero. Nebi intubyo na biku kunuka ange chambalo. Ule kumine tano. Na ababi omusana guwawe gubajibu wako. Na umukono gugurumizibwa kumenyeka.
If you see of those. If God gave you rain for. The rivers are moving. The lakes
breathe
as they want, they don't mind. Your light ends there. Even this you see up in the world. In the hell,
it's
only total darkness there. Which is painful, it cuts like leathers. Light is taken from you.
Every
day God lifts his clouds.
It makes
rainfall rain it.
It
sends his angels. And you think they are like that. Time he reach you, take light from you. You no more see things of light.
All
bottomless pit in hell. In the total darkness.
Just to
see light, it's a fire they have lightened for you. Now all those words you speak them. In wanting you get back home in heaven. On the earth you're more than a conqueror.
Overcome
Satan and his actions.
Failure
and the others. Let's read the verse 16.
Job 38
verse 16.
Waliyo yingidde mu nsulo ezenyanja oba waliyo tambudde mu madubi agobuziba.
Kakati tujja tambulayo.
Now we shall move there.
Butunaba tugenze abagenda ko nafe okulaba ebiri wansi mu nyanja.
Those who went with us see what's under the ocean.
Twatuka ku mutima gwe nyanja.
We reached at the heart of the sea.
Naye kyategeeza nti twatuka ennyanja wetandikira.
Did it mean we reached where the sea begins from? Under the earth is where the sea beginneth from. There is every plant you shall breathe there.
And
the springs which are most powerful in the bottom of the earth.
Water
filled most on earth came from there in the era of Noah. It all filled to its top. You can even ask this time
and
has to be filled water. Where can it there come from? It's in the bottom of the earth. It goes come out
level,
with the angels just level. Level. It doesn't go back. It increases upwards. Things are easy in this work.
Yobu esula yasatumwa munana n'olunyiriri ole 17.
Job 38 verse 17.
Enzigi z'okufa zali zikubikuliddwa. Oba wali olabye enzigi z'ekisiikirize eky'okufa. 18. Wali otegedde ensigo eri engazi. Yatula obanga obimanyi byonna.
Ebyo tugenda bimanya.
The 6th point.
There will
know the width of the earth.
And
speak for you will be knowing.
Job 38
verse
18. Wali engazi yatula obango obimanyi byonna. 19. Ekubo liriruddawa eridda mu nnyumba ey'omusana. N'ekizikiza ekifo kyakyo kiri luddawa. Olunyo olwabiri. Gw'okiwerekera ku mbibi yaakyo era otegeera amakubo okutuuka ku nnyumba yaakyo.
The way of darkness is in the bottomless pit.
One
is apt to get night at this time. Angel of hell to open it up. This earth gets night at this time.
When
you put on every light, you could don't see it.
Other
total darkness.
Now,
in all those brethren, let's read verse 33
unto
38.
Job
38 verse
33. Omanye ebiragiro by'omuggulu. amazzi amangi ennyo gakubikkeko
ebyonno bibuuzo
those are questions
bye tumanyi nti kati omanyi bwe kiyinza okukolebwa
know that now you can know how it can be made
omanyi ebiragiro by'omuggulu
no commands of heaven
katonda alagira bamalayika
god commands the angels
ne bajja okusettinga ebiragiro eby'okunsi
come to set those commands on the earth
ndi enkuba ejjotonya katonda yalagidde oba tejjatonya tejjatonya
mandate is not to rain and it will not
ne bamanya tusettinga tutya
they know how do we set
malayika w'amazzi toyimusa olufu
angel of water don't raise the mist
malayika w'omuliro
angel of fire
kazi ebire bibadde bisigadde mu bwengula
clouds in the sky dry up
okusinga nako kipimo bwekiti
what is measure
tewabawe enkuba
there no should be rain
era kyava kubuuziza
that's why he has asked
kana atera okusobola okuyimusa eddoboozi lyo
be able to lift your voice
eri ebire nebireeta amazima
anji clouds to bring much water
kisoboka olwa engeri z'osobodde okutegeera
gospel by ways you've understood
ngoyita mu linnya lya mukama waffe yesu
passing the name of jesus
omwoyo wa katonda
by the spirit of god
waliwo bamalayika b'osobola okukolagana nabo
there are angels you can work with
n'olagira okutonyesebwa kw'enkuba obw'obutatu
commanding the falling of the rain or not to fall
Olwasa tumomukaga olwasa tumwetana
verse 35
Yobu asa tumomunana n'olunyiriri olwasa tumwetana
Job 38 verse 35
Oyinza okuwereza enjota ezitambule Oyinza okuwereza enjota zitambule ne zikugamba nti fetu utuno
Yee usobola okulagira enjota ezinakola enkuba
Can you command lightning that will make rain
ndi kisoboka
yes it's possible
bango manyi malaika gwokolagana na ye
angel you relate with
ndi kubekira ekyo kyenda bawe kizibu enkuba etonye
big clouds I see that it can rain
osobola katulagira ennyota bango manyi ani asikanyuga
you know who throws the lightning
Yobu esura yesa tumwo munana na olunyiriri olwasa tumwo omukaka
Job 38 verse 36
aniye yateeka amagezi mu bitundu ebyomunda Obani ya wememe okutegeera. Asatu mu musanvu. Ani ayinza okubala ebire olw'amagezi. Obani ayinza okutulula amaliba ag'omuggulu.
Ani ayinza okubala ebire.
Who can count the clouds?
Oyo tumanyi malaika w'okuteesa.
Not this angel of counsel.
Era ayinza okulabika nga ayabya ebire ebikutte enkuba n'etonya.
You can
Asubulo kwabye bibire bikutte nkuba neto.
The one who can strike clouds holding the rain and it rains.
Ibyo natu bitegedde bulungi.
All those we've understood well.
Tubikwatagana ebire.
Concerning the clouds,
nkuba,
the rainfall,
emiga,
the rivers,
inyanja,
the lakes,
agayanja,
the seas.
Nomuka gutusogwa obwirire ku.
Free oxygen we breathe on this earth.
Webiri ekyo kubirimu ebye ebikuru byetwetaaga.
How the second the main thing we need.
Ebyo musanvu ebiri ku nse.
On the seven things on this
earth. Era bwetuwa kuba malaika ngabo wa mazzi.
So angel like of water.
Malaika w'ebipimo.
Angel of the measurements.
Malaika w'omuliro.
Angel of fire.
Abali mu mulimu gw'okukola enkuba.
Those in the work of making rainfall.
Okutambuza kw'emiga n'omukka.
Moving of rivers and the oxygen we breathe.
Tujja kuddo okulaba ebirala ebisigadde
ebitaano.
Tujja tandikira kulaba ku ttaka lino eri flat.
See of this flat land.
Obusozi.
The hills.
Ensozi.
The mountains.
Ebiwonvu.
The valleys.
Ne swamps ezikunganya obukyafu bwonna.
Gathers every dust.
Okutuwonya omubiri okunafuwa.
To save us the body from getting weakened.
Awamu n'emmere emirambi feebi. Emmere emere etya.
How does food grow?
Vanga gw'osimba maragala.
For you plant potato leaves.
No linda rumonde.
It wait for potatoes.
Ava wa mutaka.
Where does it come from the ground?
Ibyo nojja kubobira.
Of course you will be seeing them in that part.
Kama akuwa mukisi.
God bless you. Thank you for coming.